It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
And a big, glorious welcome. It's another edition of The Next Room, where we explore all kinds of interesting topics surrounding a destination that every single person on this planet is ultimately going to take, which is death. So life after life, you name it. Well, we can talk grief. We can talk near-death experience. I'm open to any and all of it. It's been a very interesting year for me. I have attended 5 memorial/funerals just in the last 7.5 months. Just went to another one on Monday. An old boss of mine, he left the planet, and it was a beautiful service. Like, it was just extraordinary. And seeing this packed church and so many there was laughter and there were a few tears and just lots of joy over this man's unbelievable legacy. His name was Paul Palmer, and he just left such a big just a huge impression on everyone he touched. And it was cool because the priest was like, you know, look around this church, it's packed. And this is just probably just a smidgen of the lives that this man touched. He was just really, really a good human being. So I just wanted to do a little shout out to all the good deeds and the legacy of Paul Palmer, and just a giant of a man with an enormous heart. And wherever he is in the next room, I hope he's just having just a good time. Good old party. So my guest today, so excited about this. She is unbelievable. It's Dr. Julie Krall, and she has written a beautiful new book called Fractured Grace. And I just got it on Monday, and I'm going to tell you what, I instantly just like fell in love with this. I just have to read this. Unpack your soul, enter a waking, breathing, intimate, functional relationship with the divine aspects of yourself. Now, this is just a few pages in. It's not even what's going on in the book. And then I had to get out my highlighter. So without further ado, welcome to the show. Fractured Grace is her book. She also has a wonderful podcast. It's called All Things Connected, and it's right here on Empower Radio. And just a really fine lady. And we're going to find out all about this new book. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for having me here. I'm really excited to muse into this topic with you as related to my own personal experience. So it's really fun. And I'm really touched by the story of your former boss. How cool. So thanks for sharing that, too.
Oh, yeah. You're very welcome. He was such a good man. We had good laughs. It was really a lot of fun to see how many people showed up to honor him. It was kind of a who's who in radio and television. It was a room full of a lot of egos, but they were all there to honor a good man. So thank you for that. Now, Julie, you have had a very interesting experience, which has helped you develop your voice, your authentic voice, and where you're coming from with Fractured Grace. Something occurred to you when you were 4 years old. Will you explain that?
Oh, gosh. Sure. 4 and then 11. And then I started the beginning. It's, you know, what happened to me at 4 years old has informed every year of my life since then in profound ways. So I'm happy to talk about it. I wanted to leave the planet. I had a near-death experience when I was 4 years old. Mm. And remember the event very distinctly. And the fascinating thing is when you're 4 years old, you're just not that developed, the social, emotional, cognitive aspects of who we are. So memory is a little different. And I had this whole experience and this memory of this experience and didn't have any language or way to talk about it until when I was a teenager. One time my mom goes, "Oh, you remember that?" it was so fun. But literally I was septic. I had chronic tonsillitis for a very long time. I was supposed to get my tonsils removed. And every time they would schedule that, I'd have another bout of tonsillitis. And so on this one particular event, the infection went into my bloodstream, paralyzed me, and then literally got scooped up, put in the old station wagon, and headed off to the ER. So that one experience opened the other realms for me, opened the other worlds, and I learned to walk in both worlds from that moment on.
And then you talk a little bit further on about how you kind of lost your faith in humanity at the tender age of 11. I mean, that's insane. I mean, it's just like, you know, do you feel like this was your gift from the divine, that this was the lesson that you were here to learn so that you could eventually, you know, write Fractured Grace?
Well, I think that it was a lesson from the universe so I could do the work from this point on. You know, Fractured Grace is just, it seems like the springboard really of some of the work that's yet to manifest. But yeah, you know, looking back at it now and I think, wow, 11 years old, that's crazy. And if I didn't have the experience in the house, in the grade, in the, you know, like knowing exactly when the time was that it occurred, I would not say 11, but I was a really precocious little girl. And at the age of 11, I literally was, like you said, lost my faith in humanity. I was experiencing my life and dynamics happening personally in my family and looking around at the world too. It's like, how I can even remember this is an interesting story, because I saw, I don't know if you remember, Jane, if you're old enough, but back in the day, we would get these commercials on TV to feed the starving in Africa, you know, and then we'd get, you know, there was just so much going on in the world. And then this was happening in my family as well. And I just walked outside one time having a conversation with God, like I often did, and just said, I don't get this. I don't get humans. I don't get this experience. Why are they like this? Why don't they understand? Why don't they get the other realms? Like I didn't know other people really couldn't communicate with the divine and have these other out of body and non-ordinary states of consciousness experiences. So I go out, I sit on the grass, I'm having this conversation, and at that point I'm transported out of my body and I have this experience going up into the other realms. And that, I don't know how much detail you want me to go into, Jane, I'll break here, but that one experience showed me what's going on the planet right now. I mean, it literally informed my work. I understood why I was on the planet. I understood the evolution of consciousness and how our systems and structures will be breaking down that don't support these higher levels of consciousness any longer, and how that healing would occur. And so that was 11, sitting on the lawn outside in my yard. And it was really a beautiful, potent vision that literally has guided me and continued me on a path of almost a redemptive hope for myself going through the dark times of childhood that I endured.
Well, that leads me to this, because we are experiencing what many consider kind of a dark time. There's a lot of brokenness right now, and a lot of you see it all the time. You see it on the internet and Facebook and Twitter, and you see people just arguing about, in my estimation, I understand passion and I understand point of view, but I just don't understand why we've lost the decorum and the graciousness to embrace differences and, you know, be able to be civil about things. And you've got this on page 20. It says, facing our brokenness. It says, we've lost our connection to self, God, one another, and the earth, and we're out of alignment and feeling the result of the disharmonious relations, cultural tensions, and disconnection. The enormity of the whole system's breakdown across the global terrain is frightening and painful and can lead one to giving in to a sense of fatalism. What are we going to do about this, Julie?
Well, you know, I have to say, I'm also disappointed in humanity when you talk about how we can't treat each other nicely. And, you know, I knew the systems and structures would be crumbling. And I see a world of beauty and emergence of incredible solutions coming forward and amazing people working on the planet. But I am disappointed in how we are treating each other. So I just said, I'm chuckling, like, seriously, we have to treat each other like this on social media and, you know, the polarization. But, you know, Jane, one of the things that so many really need to hear is that I like to talk about it in a way of looking developmentally at consciousness. It's kind of like humanity became self-reflective, and we developed an ego, and we did a really good job understanding that stage of our development. But imagine that as kindergarten. And, you know, now we're in high school, and the rules and the structures and our consciousness in kindergarten don't serve who we are in high school anymore. And so, you know, if we think about the consciousness on the planet and what's happening, every system and structure in every sector of our world on the planet was built in a consciousness of separation, of just like you had read that quote of understanding ourselves as separate from one another, as separate from a creator, as separate from the planet itself, as separate from our own bodies even, you know, we're like this mind that's different than our bodies, that's different than our soul or our spirit. So literally, those systems and structures that we built in that consciousness of separation no longer serve the truth of who we know ourselves to be. That there, we are one whole, interdependent, living system. Interconnected, interdependent, that literally there is really no separation with us and the earth and us and a creator source and one another. And so as science and spirituality begin to converge here and tell this new story of who we are, the old consciousness is trying to hold together the world that was built there, and it's no longer serving us. Just doesn't.
I could not agree more. You know, which is, I'm hopping all over, but something else that you wrote is, which you just got done saying, is literally there is no separation, no other side. And so I guess we need to learn how to shift our conscious awareness, and we need to co-create this new reality. It's just amazing that this is happening right now. So what do we do? Because this is just a teeny tiny fraction of our life experience if you feel like we continue on. And that is something I do want to ask you. What is next? What is next after this? And how can we, by becoming more aware here and do better things and do great things, and anything is possible here, how do we take that with us into the next room?
Oh, beautiful question. How many minutes do we have? First of all, I'll start with the first question that you asked is, what do we do now? How do we create this now that we can carry with us? So right in that question, Jane, I think is a wisdom that is so important and profound, and yet I get asked all the time, how do you explain this to someone who's never had a near-death experience? How do you explain this to someone who's never had a non-ordinary state of consciousness and experiencing that reality? Because literally, if this is good medicine, if if everyone would have an experience of the other room now, we could all relax. We melt into our chairs like just a marshmallow toasting slowly on a fire and go, oh, here we are. Isn't this a beautiful experience? Isn't this a beautiful journey on this planet? Here we are. Let's work together because you are me and I am you. And, you know, my relationship with the tree across the street, mm-hmm. as I look out of my window right now, is just as important as my relationship with my spouse or my children in this moment. So that experience of understanding the truth of who we be as interconnected, interdependent, whole living system is an important piece of the medicine. I don't wish that everyone would have to experience trauma and death, but go read. I remember having people tell me how profound of an experience they had just reading books about near-death experiences or reading, you know, and look what's happening on our planet. I know there are a lot of incredible books that are helping people to understand the next room, like you say. So that is one thing I would highly recommend to people, is to really understand that this, what they're experiencing in this finite capacity of a limited life and a limited vision, is only a fraction of the truth of reality. And there's so much more there. So, Jane, then the
beautifully
other part,
said.
Thank you. I could go on and on and on with it. But then
no,
the other
that.
Piece of that is where we're going and mm-hmm. the other room. And I feel like this is another book that's in me that's been brewing, because my experience of the multidimensional realities and my experience of the other room probably isn't traditional as far as, oh, Julie died when she was 4 and went to the light and started walking and they told her to go back. I kind of learned to walk in both worlds, and that description of the other room, the next room, is really an important expanse. Oh gosh, how do I bring this into a form that is hard, because there's no words, right, Jane? I'm sure you hear that a lot with your guests. This is like, there's no words, but there's no body. There's no form. There's no
ending.
There's no ending. There's no beginning.
Right.
There's no limits. I love your words that you're adding. Thank you. Because it's like you
all
are
love.
All. Yes, you are love. It's all love. And you are all things. So even like this is a peculiar way to think about it, but a lot of people will talk about past lives and, oh yeah, da da da, I was Leonardo da Vinci in a past life. It's like we're all things at all times. And of course we can tap into the wisdom or the brilliance or the beauty or we can tap into our Leonardo da Vinci. You know, it's like, so... Yeah, thank you. That's a beautiful way to really look at it. Is it's love. It's all love. We are that. And in that, we are all things. And we're on this trajectory of expansion. So tapping into that field, and there are different levels of fields, but when we tap into this unified field of consciousness that really is the animating, beautiful life force for human form, we are all things. And yeah, I'll let you jump in here, because I'm like,
no, I think that, you know, I find it really interesting, because at the same time that I am seeing, you know, arguments brew and you know, sides of different things happening politically and all of that, I find, and I'm wondering if you do as well, that there is so much beauty and there is so much kindness and there's so much tenderness and grace and love because that's what I seek. So it's sort of like, you know, you're going to, whatever you focus on expands. And it's not a Pollyanna, stick your head in the sand, not pay attention, because I'm very aware of what's happening on this planet. But my thing is, do something. Do anything. Do something good. Go out and pick up the trash on the side of the road. Go down to the beach and help on a beach cleanup day. Recycle, whatever it is. And people are like, oh, that's so little. No, no, no. Every teeny tiny little thing you do that's a positive thing is going to reflect on the other side.
Absolutely.
I think we can come together and really affect great change. And I just keep coming back to the you are me, I am you, we are one and all is well. And if we work with that, you know, it's never ending. So there isn't anything to fear right now. And I just feel like media has gotten us and whipped us into this fear-based, you know, oh, you know, the sky is falling. And people are arguing and yelling. And it's like, no, 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 no. Settle down.
Yeah. You know what? That's a beautiful, you know, just even bringing in the media is, imagine this is a beautiful way to understand what we're experiencing is, imagine that you're creating your own media channel right now anyway. Mm-hmm. You're projecting your life, your belief, your experiences onto the projector of your life, and it can change any minute. You can leave that little theater and go next door and watch a different movie just by the power of who you be. And so, like you're saying, is number one, we can go pick up trash on the beach and bake some cinnamon rolls for a neighbor and do amazing things. But also, Jane, in the mass media, which does affect that unified field of consciousness, we're informing as we're being informed. So another really important piece is that when we can understand the polarization that's happening is, it's not between the right and the left. Jane, it's between one state of consciousness or stage, not state, but stage of consciousness and another, that literally those that are hanging on, not wanting change, are seeing the world through the lens of separation. And so they're still into competition and comparing and contrasting and you know, really competing to stay on top in a patriarchal, hierarchical society that we created. So they're grasping and hanging on as those who now understand a different way of looking at the world through a whole world view are now bringing through systems and structures that serve that higher good, that serve the good of the whole. And so that polarization is really that tension, that creative tension between our stages of development of mass consciousness. So contribute to that expanded level of consciousness that you want. Just like you said, it's like we're creating this. Go out and do good. Create that vibrational frequency of wholeness, of goodness, of beauty, of peace, and go out in the world and be that vibration. And we will continue to inform the field, which will continue to inform mass consciousness. So we are it, bringing it in. Be more light, be more love. And the consciousness that was born out of that sense of separation will continue to wake and have those ahas.
Mm. Wow, that is just extraordinary. And I'll tell you, I cannot believe that this half hour is almost over. So what we're going to do is just, this is part one. Jane and Julie are going to continue on this conversation because I barely even got to talk about the book. I wanted to ask you about your dad and his crossing over. So we will do that next time. I'll set up another date with you and we'll do Fractured Grace Part 2. My guest today is Dr. Julie Krall. It's juliekrall.com if you would like to find her. And the book is on Amazon. It is beautiful. It has an egg with a crack and some light coming through. And literally when I pick this up, I get a lot of books and I read, you know, 7 days a week, five times a day. You know, I can't stop. So I got this and I picked it up and I was like, wow, I had to stop and tell you how much I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And I'm only I only got to page 39 because we had to, you know, quick and hurry up and do this. So, Julie, in closing, you just said the most beautiful thing. I don't know if you have anything. Is there something you'd like the audience to know, where they can contact you if you want to work with them or if they want to purchase your book? Is there something we should know?
Well, you mentioned it, juliekrall.com. They can find everything I'm doing right there somewhere on that website. The book is there as well. And you know, just to repeat, Jane, thank you for having me on. And for the listeners, when it gets noisy and loud and chaotic and you're tired of humanity like I was when I was 4 and when I was 11 and telling these stories of, I really don't want to be here. I don't get humanity. What's going on? Just love one another. Love those who you think are unlovable in your mind, because if we can go to that place, we are creating a more beautiful world, and the world needs more beauty and love. So, yeah, thank you, Jane. I appreciate it. And I'm all for part 2. Let's do it.
Thank you. I have nothing to add. That was absolutely stunning. So, Julie, I'll have you back. And thank you to everybody that's tuned in today. And if you're looking for something to stimulate higher thought and a prescription for collective healing, not just your own, do me a favor and buy Fractured Grace. We need to support authors, because especially authors that have something to say. And Julie has something beautiful to say with this book. So that's what I'll leave you with. I'll speak to you again from the next room next week.
Join Jane again next week for the next room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.